California Congressman Duncan Hunter, who, as we just heard, has been at the center of the debate on intelligence reform, is not generally known for making waves. He's a low-key lawmaker, but he can always be counted on to support the Pentagon. And he has a personal stake in backing frontline troops, as NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Duncan Hunter is a Vietnam veteran, the son of a World War II veteran, and the father of an Iraq War veteran. His son, Duncan Dwayne Hunter, is a Marine lieutenant who fought in the First Battle of Fallujah. Military analyst Michael O'Hanlon of the Brookings Institution says as one of only a handful of lawmakers with children in the military, Hunter has a distinct perspective and credibility when he speaks on matters like intelligence reform.
He's not interested in winning popularity contests on this kind of an issue. He is interested in doing what he thinks is important for the men and women of the military to make sure they have proper battlefield support in time of war. Now, whether he's right or not on the stand he's taken on the bill is a separate question, but I think it would be a hard case to make to question the basic sincerity of his approach.
Hunter has spent more than two decades on the House Armed Services Committee, becoming chairman last year. O'Hanlon says he's been a reliable supporter of a strong military, but until now, not someone who's taken a leadership role on the big questions of defense policy.
Hunter has been the classic conservative, favoring larger defense budgets, favoring Pentagon interests, favoring the weapon systems made in his district, and has not as much made his mark, at least not yet, on policy and conceptual debates.
The San Diego area is home to a large defense industry. According to the nonpartisan Center for Responsive Politics, 11 of Hunter's top 20 campaign contributors are defense contractors through their political action committees or employees. He also represents a large concentration of sailors, Marines, and military retirees in San Diego. He's been returned to office 12 times, most recently in November, with nearly 70% of the vote. At Tyler's Taste of Texas restaurant, a few miles from Hunter's district office in eastern San Diego, a quote from President Bush hangs next to the cash register, and a quote from the Book of Matthew is printed in every menu. While waiting for his Sunday breakfast, businessman Andy Hunter, no relation, says he's proud of his local congressman.
I think he's done a good job for the district, and I appreciate his support of the military. This is pretty much a military town, and that strikes a strong note with me and a lot of people in this area.
While Hunter now represents a solidly Republican district in San Diego's eastern and northern suburbs, he was first elected in a largely Democratic district. That was in the Reagan landslide of 1980. The Democrat he beat was longtime Congressman Lionel Van Dierlin.
Nobody really knew much about him. It was just time, I guess, for me to go. He's been a very dependable right-winger, there's no question. I think the difference is that he brings some smarts to it.
Besides the military, Hunter's other major passion is fighting illegal immigration. He spearheaded construction of a 44-mile fence along San Diego's southern border with Mexico. Critics say the crackdown has simply driven would-be migrants into the eastern desert, where hundreds die trying to cross each year. The congressman's brother John made headlines a few years ago when he led a group distributing water to aid stations throughout the area. Hunter's determination on the intelligence bill could mark a turning point for the congressman. Former rival Van Dierlin says until now, Hunter's not gone out of his way to look for political fights.
He went virtually unnoticed for a very long time, which is not going to be the case from here on.
Van Dierlin himself may have been the first person in Washington caught off guard by Hunter, but he's clearly not the last. Whatever ultimately happens with the intelligence bill, Van Dierlin says, the White House will know it's been in a scrap. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.